Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is again our Old Testament reading for this past Sunday, which was Epiphany Sunday. A reading from Isaiah 60, verses 1 to 4, a reading that does get us to think about the wise men and their worship of the infant Jesus. Isaiah writes, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the arm." My dear friends in Christ, as I mentioned, this reading does get us to think about the wise men and their worship of the infant Jesus. Isaiah said, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you." Since I said that reading gets us to think about the wise men, well, when Isaiah says here, "Your light has come," we may be thinking about the star that guided those wise men many miles to Jerusalem and then to Bethlehem, to the house where Mary and Joseph and Jesus were. But when we understand what that light really is here, well, we can think of that light as being the star, but we want to realize it's really talking about Jesus. It's talking about the gospel. It's talking about everything that Jesus in his grace and mercy has done for us to save us from our sins. He is, as he says here, the glory of the Lord that rises upon you. And, well, when he talks about the darkness that covers the earth and the thick darkness that is over the peoples, well, that's the sin and the unbelief that would separate people from God. But he says, the Lord rises upon you and his glory appears over you. That's Jesus coming into the world to be our Savior. But now, since Jesus, as a result of, well, the Lord rising upon you and his glory appearing over you, Isaiah now says, nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. That's such wonderful news, because what it tells us is that the light of the gospel and the glory of Christmas, that isn't something that's just for the descendants of Abraham, just for the Jews. It's for all nations, including you and me. During Israelite history, we know how God had special rules and ceremonies and things that kind of separated the Israelites from the other nations of the earth. And the real purpose of that always was to separate the Israelites from their paganism, from their idol worship. That God wanted to keep them away from. But God didn't want the gospel to be kept away from those pagans, those idol worshipers. He always wanted the gospel message to reach to them. He wanted them to know about God's grace and love. God's salvation has always been for all who believe, regardless of race or financial situation or anything like that. God doesn't care about that. God just wants people who believe in him and receive his blessings. In Sunday's epistle reading, the Apostle Paul had said, through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. That word together there, mentioned so many times, just stresses how God wants all people united in his family. The wise men who worshiped, who visited the infant Jesus, they're examples of foreigners, of Gentiles who came to worship the Lord Jesus, and their worship of the Lord Jesus was accepted by our God. Isaiah says, "Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the arm." God is calling people throughout the world to faith in Christ. And how wonderful it is when people from throughout the world are called to God's believing family. And how wonderful it also is when God uses us, you and me, to share the light of the gospel with others so that the Holy Spirit can work through you and me, sharing the Word of God with others so that, well, that light, that Jesus, draws many out of darkness and into the light of the gospel. And now, when we think about how, oh, there are so many people in our world today who are living in spiritual darkness, who don't know Jesus, who don't know his grace and love. Oh, isn't it great to know that Jesus, what the light of the gospel does, what the light does is he draws many out of darkness and into the light of the gospel. But now, to what kind of people does God want to give his grace? And it's true that what God wants to do is he wants to give his grace to all people. He wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. And now, Jesus, the light of the gospel, certainly does shine its inviting appeal to all people. But remember that the only people who really benefit from what Jesus has done, who receive God's grace, are those in whose heart the Holy Spirit has given a, first of all, a realization of their sinfulness. Only those people who will say, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner," those are the people who can then hear God's grace and benefit from it. Now that statement, "God be merciful to me, a sinner," that's a statement that God wants to hear from everyone. That's a statement that you and I should regularly say. Yet so many people don't see their need for God's grace. They feel that they would rather do it themselves. They feel that, oh, by their own deeds, that they could depend on themselves or their deeds to get themselves to heaven. And those people are living in spiritual darkness. Thank God that Jesus, the light, has drawn you out of darkness. May God always work in us a humble faith that recognizes our own sinfulness, that realizes that without Jesus, we would be in spiritual darkness. But the light has drawn many out of darkness, and that includes you and me. The light has drawn you and me out of the darkness of sin and unbelief and into the wonderful light of the gospel. To believe in Jesus as our Savior and that he is our way to eternal salvation. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for shining into the darkness of this sinful world so we can see the brightness of your light, so we can see you as our Savior. We pray in your name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.